And now I will discuss the top 10 creative connection power tools. Number 1, okay, I have used the number 10 first, and then I have got in the opposite way, in the reverse way, like this, 10, 9, 8, like that. The first creative connection power tool, number 10, rummaging in the attic. What is attic? Attic is one room somewhere at the top of the house where we are keeping all unwanted things. Whatever is not used, we throw it there. Attic. It's a room of all useless things. The things which are not useful anymore. Scrap things. Unwanted things, we throw there. Attic. Now, there are many great ideas simply sitting in the attics of our minds. This mind also has attic. Somewhere those ideas are there, old, 10 years back. There are ideas in attics of our organizations also, some old files lying in some old cupboards. Somewhere, sometime we have solved a problem and there is a paper there, minutes of the meeting or an investigation report. And now we are reinventing the wheel. Why? We can go to that old file and find out what those people have done. Maybe they have done something fantastic. Look at the old files. How they have solved. Maybe some 5 years back or 10 years back, some very genius people were there and they have solved the problems in a very, very different way. Maybe I can use that idea, convert it into my own process and use it. Why not? We always forget what those big people have done earlier. We try to always reinvent the wheel. We have a tendency to trash the part and hold the perception that idea from 5 years ago will be of little use in helping us solve our current challenge. Oh, no, 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 no. Our challenge is bigger. Those old people cannot solve my problem. Like that. No. The elements of previous solutions, previous ideas can prove to be very valuable fuel for jump-starting our idea engines. Okay, if we don't have to start from big zero, maybe we can start from 40 onwards, towards 100. Maybe some help will come from them. Why not? Please look into your attic. Lot of ideas are there. Big, big people were there earlier. They have solved the problems. They had their own ideas. Okay, those ideas may not work 100% now, but at least it will give you some 40% idea. 50% good enough. 50% solution is good enough for beginning. Then you can develop your solution on the basis of that. At least you will save 50% time. Or maybe you will get a complete idea of how to solve the problem. Look into your attic, then you will know, you will get fantastic ideas. Look into your attic, that is the creative connection power tool number 10. Then I will come to the power tool number 9, I am going reverse way. Cultivating obsession. Take the time to understand the market, go to the market, understand the market, understand the customer, understand the client. Understand the technology and perceived constraints of the problem. What is the problem? Observe real people in real life situations to find out what makes them tick, what confuses them. Just ask them. Go to the bus stop, ask them, what is your problem? Then they will say, oh, the bus which goes to our house doesn't come in time, it is always irregular. Then you know what is the problem. What confuses them? What they like? What they hate? Where they have latent needs not addressed by current products and services. Like I was telling the bus stop. About bus stop, people will say, the bus doesn't come in time. It's very irregular. The frequency is very low. And nobody takes care of them. Nobody even bothers to think about this problem. or go to the user of the soap or shampoo. The lady will say, this shampoo is of no good. She will tell that I will have skin problems if I use this shampoo. Customers' problems, study by cultivating obsession about that product, that problem. Solving customer problems sparks innovation. This is the power tool number 8. Analyze their frustrations. Analyze customers' problems of your out of your product and service. One of the most fertile ideas for identifying new ideas is discovering what frustrates your customers about the current performance, service, product, process. While it's always great to focus on what is wonderful, the team might want to take a quick look at what is not so wonderful. Everyone will say, oh, everything is wonderful, this is wonderful, that is wonderful. Look at what is not wonderful. Look at what is customer getting frustrated about. In the field of innovative thinking, sometimes these very deficiencies are the origin of a breakthrough idea. Even customer can also suggest, why don't you do like this? But speak to the real people. Speak to the customer. Speak to the clients. Speak to people. What confuses them, what frustrates them. Then analyze frustrations. And then maybe you will get an idea, why not do like this? Why not combine the ideas? For example, bus service. Though people, why not combine two different buses on the same route? Nobody is thinking like this. Combine the ideas. Discuss with real people. Observe real people in real life. That was the power tool number 9. What confuses them, what they like, what they hate. And analyzing frustrations of your customers. Then power tool number 7, identifying the gold standard. Find out what is the standard. Go to foreign country, find out how they do it. Identify organizations that achieved excellence in your particular challenge area. Go to companies like Bosch, go to companies like Mahindra. They have achieved excellence in some area. Find out where they are excellent. Find out what is the world standard. If you are looking for a new ideas for organizing customer flow, you might want to investigate what Disney has done to organize their customer flow. To keep the customers waiting in a long queue is not correct. You must find out, because in a mall, if I go and buy material, for paying my own money to them, I have to wait in the queue. It is not good. So the mall people must think how to save the time of the customer for paying and how not to ask them to stand in a queue for a long time. Go to Disney and find out what they have done to organize their customer flow. You also might want to investigate what McDonald's has done in order to serve their customers quickly. If 10 lines are not sufficient, they always keep 3 more lines ready so that customers can go to that lines and get the faster service. If you are looking for ideas for advertisement, you might want to look at examples of recent and award-winning advertisements. Look what is good outside. There are some people very, very successful. Look at them. How they have done it. Gold standard. Identify the gold standard and adopt that. That is the power tool number 7. Then power tool number 6. Great ideas already exist somewhere else in the universe. Like they are in your attic, like they are in the universe. All you need to do is to find them and adopt them. Just adopt them. Benchmarking. They are doing like this, just adopt them. For example, in Shirdi Sai Baba temple, I want to do some better process. Go to Tirupati and find out what they are doing. Just copy that. Maybe Tirupati temple is doing something better, which you can adopt in Shirdi Sai Baba temple also, where I have to stand in the queue for a very long time. Why do I have to stand in the queue? To see my God. Why not some other process? Somebody has to ask. Why not teller system like bank for Shirdi Sai Baba temple? Why not? Why not teller system? Nobody is thinking. Why not copy what is going on in the Tirupati temple? Why not copy something going on in the temple in Kerala? For example, Padmanabha Swami temple. Go and find out what better they are doing. Maybe that same thing can be copied. Adopting and adapting. Find out what others are doing well. Do not limit the stimuli to your own company and only fast adopt ideas from within the four walls of your own organization. Go out. Go out and see. Banks could adopt the numbering system. Many bakeries and non-government offices used to serve customers so that their banking customers could sit and relax while waiting their turn. I was talking about teller system. Then creative connections power tool 5, combine ideas. McDonald's was one of the first fast food restaurant to introduce value combos, combination of sandwich, fries and drink. Combinations. In rupees 99, you get one sandwich, one dish of French fries and one glass of drink. So people will love such kind of combos. Practice combining objects in everyday life. I was telling you about biryani and pizza. How could a computer keyboard be combined with a printer? How could a doctor's office be combined with a school? How could the concept of a book of the month club be combined with wine? Why not? Creative connections power tool number 4, finding similarities. For example, find similarities in nature. How is the organization like a tree, or how is the process like a tornado? This Velcro, you know Velcro? The Velcro hook and loop design was invented by someone who studied the way the burrs stuck to clothing. The burrs from the trees stick to clothing. Finding similarities. What similarities can you find between fast food restaurant and your organization? What similarities can you find between a baseball team and your team? What similarities can you find between your sales process and eBay's sales process? Then, creative connections power tool number 3, break down the DNA. Sometimes the problem or situation is overwhelming in the complexity. Break down. A good technique in this case is to break the problem down bit by bit so that the focus is on the bits instead of on the whole problem. Look at the process. Look at the first step. Look at the second step and ask questions. Is this adding value? What if I eliminate this? What if I change it? Ask. Break down the DNA. Look at the bits. Pulling apart a product or service to find the underlying DNA elements is easy. Simply list the characteristics or attributes of the product or service, then ask questions or play with each of the elements. Ask questions. Why? Why? Doing the DNA breakdown is similar to a technique called reverse engineering. One assembly is there. Remove all spare parts and look at each gear, O-ring, shaft, and take the measurements. Then ask questions. Why? Why are we doing it by using copper? Why not steel? Diameter. Why not 9 millimeter instead of 9.5? What will happen? Reverse engineering. The process of working backward. from the finished product to discover how the object was constructed is called reverse engineering. Do this reverse engineering. Break down the DNA. Look at the bits. Look at process steps. Then you will know some new idea. Creative connections power tool number 2, listing and twisting. For example, like children are playing, no? You start playing with a process. Add a step, eliminate a step, rearrange the steps, outsource a step, find other uses, find other customers, improve the quality, decrease the quality, make it easy, make it difficult, slow down, add sound, add motion. Simply play. Maybe suddenly something new idea will come. Change packaging, remove packaging, add packaging, add texture, add paint, add chromium plating. And last, creative connections power tool, become a visual thinker. Write down on a board visually and then look at the problem visually, like storyboard technique. It is believed that the great man Leonardo da Vinci created an early version of the storyboard technique. Then Walt Disney, you know, he has used this technique, he has perfected this technique to organize animation projects. By visually displaying the scenes involved in the story or in the plot, Disney was able to add, delete, rearrange the story to produce the most entertaining program. We also do like this. Then, evolving from brainstorming to innovation groups. Ordinary brainstorming was having a lot of problems. Brainstorming has grown to be one of the most popular methods used by groups all over the world to tap into different participants' perspectives and experiences in order to generate many alternative ideas. Brainstorming. We did brainstorming many times, but there were some pitfalls. Although the participants start out with good intentions, there are numerous problems that are usually encountered in some form or the other. With brainstorming as it is now practiced, lack of process, there is no written down process. People will do whatever they like and the whole thing becomes a big mess. Lack of skilled facilitator or moderator, lack of skilled participants, anybody comes and the whole thing, okay, there is some meaning in that, no doubt, but whole thing becomes little meaningless at the end of the day. Listing of rules, no agreement on the problem, lack of stimuli, people talk whatever they want, pressure to be creative on cue, very fast, do it in 2 hours, pressure to converge quickly, lack of follow-up. So, what should be done? Instead of brainstorming, now I will put one new word called innovation group, which because of its comprehensive and rigorous design goes beyond the more common brainstorming method, better than brainstorming. The innovation group method addresses the previous list of problems by recommending a more complete process. What is complete process? Pre-work to establish the goals of the process. Ask participants to explore the subject area, the first group meeting to explore and clarify the problem definition, time away to reflect the chosen problem and conduct more research. A second group meeting, that means there will be a first group meeting, pre-working will be there, then first group meeting will be there, then second group meeting will be there to explore the subject area. That means more planning and preparation. Time away to reflect the ideas and add more ideas, and third group meeting to discuss the ideas and select the best ideas. So definitely more systematic process than the brainstorming one. Reducing the pressure to be creative in one meeting itself. That brainstorming is only one meeting, fast, 2 hours. Then, choosing a skilled leader in innovation groups, choosing the best participants, not ordinary, merited ones, providing guidelines to them, what to do, clarifying the real problem, introducing stimuli, diverse stimuli, using the creative connection power tools in that meeting. So, brainstorming, we were not knowing all this. Now we know creative connection power tools. Now we know diverse stimuli. So, we will use all these in this innovation group meetings by having a skilled leader, by choosing the best participants, by providing proper guidelines, clarifying the real problem, separating the problem, making a proper problem statement, introducing stimuli, using the creative connections power tools, and ensuring follow-up. In brainstorming, the follow-up is not there. Okay, it is weak. But here, we ensure that the follow-up actions are done. So, we use innovation groups, which is better than the brainstorming. Thank you.